This is episode 122, the Terrence Henry Experience. Shout out to everybody. Hope everybody has self-love. Always, it's a good thing. Therapeutic for me. Just wanted to do that. I ain't doing intro like in a long time. So I was like, yo, I forgot when the last time I actually did an intro. I just come off sometimes to just start talking. But, you know, that's just me. I wanted to talk to y'all about something that was hovering over me and I was thinking about. So I came across a podcast panel, and this guy was talking about having safe spaces to talk in relationships. And one thing that he said was that, and I hope I'm getting this right for how he was explaining it, but he was pretty much explaining about creating a safe space when you talk to your significant other about it and making it where as though I can open up for you to somewhat understand at least whatever I'm going through. And it was a very interesting thing that he was talking about. But I think that all falls off. I've always said we overcomplicate things, right? At some point, being in a relationship, this is because relationships are, we all know it's hard work, right? We're either going to grow out of it, we're going to grow together and grow out of it, or we're going to stay in it and we're going to grow together. And that, a part of that takes on you guys talking to each other. The problem that we're in is that we have all these geared social medias, platforms, communication, things like that. So we got to communicate. And it's like we have everybody else feeling like they have to communicate with us instead of communicating with the person in front of you, right? So we talk about, I know they had something on YouTube or something about the Cheesecake Factory and everything. And it's like we put these big things out there and then, you know, it feeds the brain, right? And it's not right. You know, I think a part of anything, whether you're going to the park, whether you're just going to meet up at a coffee shop, these things, that's why I say those things are important. Building the friendship, understanding what you're dealing with, see what you can say and talk to them about, because you may not like this person. And if you come to a person and you don't feel it's a safe space, has the time of your relationship progressing, then it may not be for you. That's why I've always said, man, be yourself in a relationship regardless, because some things ain't for people. Some people are just hiding to have a false presentation of themselves to be like, this is who I am. In actuality, that's not who you are, right? Nobody said none of this shit was easy, but I would rather be in a relationship with somebody that understand where they fuck up at and can admit to accountability, and we can talk about some of the things. Relationships are not easy. They're hard. And sometimes you don't have to accept things from people. But at some point, it's what you can tolerate and what you can't. You know, that's why it's important to come out and be yourself and do the things, like, just be yourself. So it won't be no hidden surprises, because sometimes people put expectations on you from the rip. And if you put the honesty out there from them, they'll slow that down, because everything has to be earned in a relationship, whether it's coming from a male or a female. It has to be earned. Right. So be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Be yourself and gradually work into really being friends. And that's the part. And then I can come to you as a safe space. I can talk to you about things that I know I can feel comfortable with you. And that's how relationships last. And that's how marriages last. But everybody's not being themselves in the relationship. You know what I mean? They're coming with this false narrative. You know, some of y'all getting dates and with people and talk to them and all like that. And y'all wonder why, you know, they have other relationships and shit. You know, because at the end of the day, they're still trying to find somebody that's for them. So here comes the cheating or the lying and shit like that. And we're not being real with nothing. And, you know, and this is where it comes at. Look, nobody said being yourself to some people will be easy. But I highly urge for the ones out there, be yourself. You know, this is something that we talk about all the time. And I think I get tired when I watch these platforms and when they talk and when they say things, and it's just like, yo, man, common sense is not common no more. You would take away so many of your problems if you just be yourself. I think it's good for people to have a safe space to talk to people, but you gotta know who I, you know what I mean? We gotta know each other so we can do that. And we build up to that. That's what makes intimacy a lot better when you do that, a lot of that. But y'all wanna come in, y'all see each other, y'all wanna just do everything off the rip. You know, and let me tell you, it gets old after a while you start doing that shit, yo. Because then after a while, man, you're looking at it like, yo, how many times am I going to keep doing it this way? So you do something different. You scale back. You learn people. Understand who they are, what their background is like, where they from, you know. It's a lot better that way. And we don't do that. You know, and I was going to say, we see something. We all have done it. I've done it. We all have done it. We see something. We like it. And we just have this dopamine about it. Like, it's an urge. And it's just like, we want this. This is everything that we want. We can deal with this. And it's like, you don't know a motherfucker. One time I was in a relationship. Well, no, I wasn't even in a relationship. I was talking to somebody. I was talking to somebody. The girl was a sweetheart. She was a sweetheart. Everything going on. But as I got to know her, you know what I'm saying? It was some shit about her. I was like, fuck no. And I walked away. I'm like, nah, I'm good, man. Like, this ain't even for me, man. I don't even want to be in, like, nah. You know what I'm saying? But I got time to nowhere, you know? So y'all need to do that. If you want to create spaces and people talk to you, take the time and let a person see who you really are as a person. I don't give a shit if y'all call this fucking podcast corny or whatever, roll your fucking eyes. I don't give a fuck, all right? This is some real shit. Let me stop playing with y'all, man. But we need to relax, man. Like, you know, sometimes your ladies, man, let your hair down and take off the makeup, man. Like, god damn, man. Look, I love y'all, man. I love y'all women out there, man. But sometimes it's like, you know, as a man, we look at it. You ain't got to overdo it sometimes. Sometimes it's the simple shit. Don't get me wrong. It ain't nothing. I get it. Y'all wear the makeup and all like that to look. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying that, right? I'm not trying to say that you can't wear it. But sometimes if you just run into the store, like, come on, man. Like, I'm not telling you got to be 100% that. But, yo, just, yo, natural. I don't really think that some of y'all really understand what beauty is. And what defines and what men look for as far as little beauty. You know, it's, don't get me wrong, we're all attracted to something. But who you are is what we're attracted to the most. Your personality, how you stand for things, what you're a part of, your community. Are you a person that I can talk to? Those things are important. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to be around when things get rough? Those things are important to a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, or in a relationship at that. You know, it's just communication and talking. Like, while I don't want to be with somebody where I can't, like, go places, you know, or do certain things. And, you know, it's just like, yo, the biggest thing is how you around family. Like, all those things are important, right? And I'm not saying you got to take a person around your family right away, right? But if y'all plan on getting to a point in your lives where y'all want to be like that, you know, then that's the next step you want, maybe you want to do. It all depends, you know. Because I get it. People want to know what the sex is like because sex is very important. True. Sex is somewhat important in a relationship. You know, we need intimacy in relationships, right? But, you know, it's whatever works for you. But it'll make the sex a lot more heightened when you get to know somebody. You'll feel comfortable doing it. You know, you're not questioning nothing. You're not doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not doing that. So stop putting yourselves in there. And this is what creates vulnerable spaces and talk and do things like that. And that person, if they're worthy of that information and you feel as though they can talk to them about, then good. But that takes time. You know what I'm saying? It takes time in a relationship for that. You know, you know, it's one of those things you just take your time and talk and have fun and do shit. When it's warm outside, man, take that drop top off that car, man. Put some music on, man. Whether y'all, you drink, you do a little smoky smoke or whatever. Y'all just vibing on the night. Do that shit, man. I mean, that's a dope vibe, man. It's the smaller things that will always count that make things better. And you know what? Those things like that, it will grow with a person. It will stay with a person. And by y'all being together and y'all doing that, that's unbreakable. You got your friend. Y'all can talk about a lot of shit together. You know what I'm saying? Because the one thing is, I noticed that what we do as what couples do, they'll tell people about the relationship and get an answer to where people don't know the answer. Some things are just simple, right? Oh, he hit me. All right, well, we know it's wrong, and we're going to tell you it's wrong, but you may go back. So then it's like, that's none of our business. This is what it is. But when it comes to relationships and being abusive and things, it's like, you can only tell a person, I feel as that when it's me, I, look, when it comes to that, those are very touchy subjects. So it's like, what do you want to do? Like, all right. You know, he hits you. We all know it's wrong. We all know it shouldn't have happened. You know, or you going to work that out and it happens again? And then what? You know, so it's like, we all know that. But I'm sure that some people have been in relationships where shit's been hard. And they may have said something and make him keep them there and stuff like that. But you have to be super strong with yourself to be like, I don't take abuse and I'm walking away. You know? That's why I say it's a longevity of things and plethora of things from people that you just got to know. Some people coming from fucked up situations in relationships and they not trying to get their heart hurt. So now you in some situation you don't even know what you're walking into. You know? So it takes time, man. Just get to know a motherfucker, yo. That's all we got to do. Just get to know somebody and understand who they are. You know what I mean? And then that way, y'all can just develop either a good friendship that comes along with other things. But, yo, for all this technology and all these gurus and everybody talking about whatever they're going, everybody still got the same fucking problem. Ain't that some shit? People still got the same problem because they're trying to take little pieces of information that works for everybody in their relationship. Only thing, and I get it. It's fine, right? But you can't take everything. You can't do no. What this person said, that probably wasn't for you. The scary thing is, you got the people who ain't shit. Excuse me, who are not shit, out here taking information from people where they know damn well. Like, wait a minute, you out here doing all this wild shit. That's for somebody who really need it. That's not for you to, you know, do the things that you're doing. And that's another thing. That's why I would say, man, your relationship, who you are, whether it be, you know, with your significant other or whatever the case may be, communicate, man, with your friends, whoever. Make a standpoint to do that. But don't be going around, you know, trying to give a false presentation of something you're not. Fuck all that. We got to keep it real out here, man. You know what I'm saying? If a person don't like you for who you are and what you stand on, then it's not for you. I don't care how bad she is. I don't care how good they look. I don't give a damn what it is. Yo, peace of mind, comfort, friendship is important. And now that with the states, the times that we living in, if you're going to be with somebody more than ever, this is the time to really be tight with somebody if y'all been around each other for a very long time and cut all the bullshit out and really had that real uncomfortable conversation. Because my whole thing is, how is it uncomfortable when we lived? But this is the one thing I don't never really understand, right? And I could be wrong, but I'm like, if I lived with somebody for so long and dealt with a person for so long, you got to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations because that's what's going to keep y'all close. Whether y'all got to understand it, whether we may like what we want to hear or we don't, whatever the case may be, you got to take in a part of what your significant other is telling you, right? And you got to check yourself on that, like, damn. And if it's a real heartfelt situation, that person sees you in and out every day, in the house, whatever. And if it's something that you know for your fact that you did and that they having a problem with, don't be upset that they telling you. Be happy that they telling you so it doesn't happen to happen again, or work on it. But don't be in defense about what they're telling you. And this is what safe spaces are. You know, it's like, yo, if y'all going to be in it together, y'all have to talk. And y'all got to keep things open about each other. That's a real relationship. Not hiding shit and then go tell your friends and then y'all phoning for each other for the next some odd years. That shit corny. Come on, y'all. Everybody know about y'all real situation except for y'all. Like, it's like the dude going to the girlfriend, his shorty's girlfriend, like, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with her. And she telling you everything about the situation, but she's not telling you. That's dumb. She should know more than anything. Not the girlfriend. And the same thing on the guy's side. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, ladies, like, you trying to ask his friends and shit. He should tell you. Shouldn't be asking his friends anything. You know what I mean? Like, nah. So let's create that safe space in relationships and let's grow from the relationships and let's do what we're supposed to do and let a person see you for who you really are. You know what I mean? And grow in that. I'm not telling in the beginning, you got to tell them your whole life story, but just be yourself and then grow in and let the layers peel off to them to where it's that, you know, I'm good. Taking time, being there, understanding what a real person is, that's dope. Because if I can't share something with somebody and have a good time, then what's the point of having a relationship? I'm not always talking about taking trips and all that bullshit. Like, don't get me wrong. I think that's great depending on who you're taking it with, right? But just the simple things in life. Because I ain't going to lie. At some point, by the grace of God, we all going to get old one day. And, you know, some of us may live by ourselves. And, you know, and maybe some of us will have companionship. Then it goes back to y'all being friends and just talking about shit. Because let me tell you, a lot of old couples that are together, they talk and they got companionship. You know what I mean? You ever see them old grandpa, grandpa, I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry, grandpa and grandmom couples? and they just sit there and they just having their time, enjoying themselves. That's what it's all about. While you still got your youth and you still got time, yeah, enjoy yourself, live life, do everything that your heart desires. I really mean that for everybody. But don't get it twisted, yo. Be yourself. You get in a relationship, be yourself all the way around and be happy to be yourself. You know what I mean? Be happy, stand up and be proud. And talk. And no matter, if a motherfucker don't want to fuck with you, good. It wasn't meant. If they stay around, then it was. So, yeah. Creating safe space for somebody, for you and your relationship, have it. Because it's important. Man, listen. I'm just going to keep saying this to you. I think I'm going to do the intro for now on. Hey, make sure you love yourself. The Terrence Terry Experience. Whatever. I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the intro. How I be doing shows. Sometimes I be jumping in, but... Y'all, man, y'all just know that, man. That's it. That's all I had to tell y'all, man. Once again, make sure you love yourself, the Terrence Henry Experience. Man, see y'all on the next episode. I'm out. Peace.